Let us worship God as we sing in Psalm 116, and we begin at verse 1 to verse 6. Psalm 116. I love the Lord because my voice and prayers he did hear. I, while I live, will call on him who bowed to me his ear. These opening verses of Psalm 116. Now let us join once again together in prayer. Eternal God, most high, most holy, it becomes us every time that we call upon the name of the Lord to remember who it is that we are seeking to address and to remember who we are and to take a humble place, but also to take a place of gratitude. And we do so again now as we think of the loving kindness of the Lord and the words of the psalmist. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications, and I will call upon him as long as I live. We pray, O God, that this would be true of us, that we would never cease to love the Lord, that we would love him increasingly deeply and widely and practically as we go through our lives, and that we would never cease to call upon God's name, knowing that those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And with increasing frequency and fervency, O God, we would spend our lives seeking God's face and God's favour. And so today, once again, as we begin this new year of our lives, help us to remember how swiftly time passes away. And these dates on our calendars, they change. Every day they change. And every year they change. And we can never go back. We can look back. We can look back with sorrow. We can look back with gladness. We can look back with a measure of accomplishment. We can look back with all the measures of failure. And we can be deeply troubled by our past. We can fear for the future. We can be uncertain in the present. We can have so many conflicting views on things. And always as we come into the scriptures, we find that there is a clear message, a consistent word, a message of grace for sinners, for encouragement for the saints to continue in the faith, to be built up, and to be reminded that our labour is never in vain in the Lord. We confess, O God, that sometimes we depend too much upon our feelings, and sometimes we fondly imagine that we are doing well, when perhaps we are doing very badly. And perhaps there are times that we are discouraged by the smallness of our attainments and achievements, and yet perhaps the Lord is looking upon us with approval, because he knows that we are dust, he remembers our frailty, and he remembers, as the woman in the gospel who was commended by Christ, she did what she could, and the Lord remembers that we do at times the best that we can in the circumstances of our experiences and our limited existence. And so we come this afternoon again, O God, to worship, to remember that God is in heaven, that he is the absolute unchanging one, and that he is the ruler who rules all things in the interests of his own glory, for the good of his people, for the punishment of sin, and the reward of well-doing, and that he rules in such a manner that he knows what the end will be and how righteousness will be seen to be done in the end. And as we submit ourselves to that sovereign rule of God, we pray that even though we do not understand what God is doing, and there are mysteries and confusions and conflicting views that assail us day by day, yet the Lord knows them that are his, and he knows his own purpose in all that he does. And so we come to acknowledge our weakness, our wickedness, our waywardness. We come to acknowledge that we are what we are by the grace of God, and that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the final word for our salvation and for all our hopes for eternal glory and joy. So we pray once again for ourselves, but we remember to pray for the church, the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, the community of the redeemed, the church, the gathered ones, the called out ones, the ones who are called into the fellowship and into the knowledge of God's dear Son. We pray for the church at such a time as this. And we pray for the church worldwide. We pray not only for ourselves, our little sphere of influence, our little congregation, but we pray, O God, for the worldwide Catholic Church of Jesus Christ, that wherever the gospel is named, wherever the saints gather believing and penitent, that there the blessing of God would follow according to the promise, and that the people of God would be encouraged in their most holy faith, that the church would be enlarged, that the church would be spread abroad among the nations. We are so accustomed, O Lord, to small things, to small ideas, to limited visions, limited experiences. We are so small, we are so parochial, we are so interested in the things that we see, in the things that belong to our families, our acquaintances, our little denominational interests and activities. We are so accustomed to think in such limited scope that we forget that there is a world of the nations, that there are billions of people in the world, many of whom we will never see or hear or know about. And yet there are amongst those billions and multitudes many who believe, scattered throughout the world, and at the end, when all is consummated in Christ, there will be seen to be a great multitude, whom no man can number, from every nation, kindred and tongue, all washed in the blood of the Lamb, all clothed with white robes, all having come out of great tribulations, all standing in the glory with all the beauty of holiness perfected in them, the ones of whom it is said they shall hunger no more, and they shall thirst no more, and the sun shall not smite upon them with its heat, they shall not wander in, as it were, dry, desert places. But the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them to living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from off their eyes. This is the vision, O God, that the Scripture presents to us of a saved world, a world in which sin plays no more part, in which righteousness dwells, and the godly gather with a holy joy, uninterrupted for all eternity, unimpeded by any sin, and forever and forever, God will be their God, and they shall be his people, and they shall see his face and dwell with him. This is our gospel, O God, and we pray that this message would be proclaimed in our world in this coming year, and increasingly so down through the succeeding years, if it is God's will that time should indeed extend to other years. And we pray that the Lord Jesus Christ would be known, his name would be recognized and revered, that his work would be received, his word would be obeyed, and that he would have all the glory. We pray for Israel, we pray for Israel at this time, O God, when once again anti-Semitism is spreading throughout the world, and Israel is still in existence. We pray for Israel, O God, and we remember the promises given to Israel, that they shall be brought in, that they shall yet be a light to the Gentiles. They are God's signpost in the world, we know, and we pray for Israel, O God, that they might be saved. Heavenly Father, hear us in these our poor, wayward prayers. We hardly know what to say. We do not know how to pray properly. We confess, O God, that at times we do not pray because we don't know how to begin to pray, and we don't know how to continue, and we don't know how to end our prayers properly, magnifying God. But help us to pray now for God's glory. In Jesus' name, we pray these things. Amen. Now, we're going to read in Paul the Apostle's letter to the Ephesians, and we're going to read in chapter 3, reading through the chapter. In Ephesians chapter 3. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you word, that is, for you, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I spoke before in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body, and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister, according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Now, we remind you of the intimations. Our Wednesday meeting, the 5th of January, at 7 p.m, God willing, we hope to be in Pitt Street once again this coming Wednesday at 7 p.m. Next Lord's Day, that is the 9th of January, the morning service will be recorded. That's 10:30 in the morning. It will be a recorded service, and then the 4:30 p.m. service, God willing, we hope to be in Pitt Street. So these are the expected coming services. And we always, of course, welcome those who tune in to us regularly, and those who do so occasionally, and those who do so perhaps for the first time. We welcome you to the Word of God as we try to record that Word for us all. And we remind you, of course, of the collections, the ongoing work of the Gospel in our midst, and we commend your support to that work. Well, with these notices, we will resume our service singing in Psalm 116, and we're going to sing from verse number 7 to verse number 12. O thou my soul, do thou return unto thy quiet rest. Psalm 116, 7 to 12.